Hey, Don, you never seem to mind. I think you're the oldest in the room. How old are you again?
78.
Yeah, I'm just never going to believe that. Okay, 78. All right, so I'm going to start at 78. Now, some people find this very tedious, but I find that it's really powerful. So if you're bored, I apologize in advance. All right, you ready?
Even though
I'm 78,
and I feel vulnerable,
and sad,
and have unresolved emotions
that like to come out and play
whenever there's pollen.
So there's an explanation.
And it keeps me from looking
what it really is.
And it keeps me feeling
powerless.
So I can add to the emotion.
I'm 78.
And I know what it's like
to feel powerless.
To have emotions
that I don't know where they came from.
That I wouldn't pick.
To have physical symptoms
that make me feel
victimized,
powerless,
alone.
I'm 75.
And all kinds of weird things are happening.
And I don't know how to feel
safe,
powerful,
happy.
I don't know how to feel
empowered
and safe
being me.
I'm 70.
And I feel new emotions
about aging
and what it means
in this body
that I pretty much ignored
as long as I could.
And now it speaks loudly.
And all the confusion
and all the emotion.
I want to love and accept me
anyway.
I'm 65.
And I just don't know what I feel about that.
65.
So much charge on that number.
So much undefined
emotion
on 65.
Whether it's me,
a parent,
a friend,
a spouse,
a big group of people.
65.
All the unresolved emotion
around 65.
I want to love and accept me
anyway.
60.
Used to be old.
Not sure what it is now.
All this uncertainty.
Around 60.
60.
60.
And whatever that means.
And all the sadness
around the 60s.
All the loss
around the 60s.
All the changes.
All the powerlessness.
All the sadness.
Around the 60s.
And I'm 55.
And I have no idea what that means.
And there's no book
that tells you what to feel about it.
55.
Feeling like my parents.
And all the emotion
that brings up.
55.
And all the sadness
that I've forgotten,
that I've never resolved.
Because there wasn't time.
And there wasn't support.
All the things I've heard
that I didn't want to hear.
Anything and everything stuck.
At 55.
And I'm 50.
And there's all kinds of cards.
And cakes.
And jokes.
And I don't think they're funny.
Or yes, I do.
If it's for somebody else.
And I wish I could laugh away.
All unresolved sadness.
All forgotten sadness.
I'm storing anywhere in my sinuses.
Anywhere in my body.
Anywhere in my heart.
Anywhere in my mind.
And I'm 48.
And I'm learning all kinds of things.
And I really like what I'm learning. And I'm surprised at the depth of emotion. I've packed away, stored away, and I'm just experiencing out of context. I'm having a lot of out of context. And I'm 45. And sometimes I'm reactive. And I'm guilty. And I'm sad that I don't have the answers I thought I would have. I thought it would make more sense. Any and all sadness. Any of us are storing. At 45. At 44. At 43.
At 42.
At 41. Any and all sadness.
Created at 40.
Unearthed at 40. Discovered at 40. All the old emotion. Completely out of context. Looking for a way. To be acknowledged and released.
All the unknown.
Undefined. Emotion.
That shows up.
As anger.
Frustration.
Defense. Stomach aches.
Anxiety.
Insomnia.
It
wasn't supposed to be like this.
It just wasn't supposed to be like this.
Anything I felt
at 39,
at 38,
at 37,
at 36,
about me
and how I fit in the world
and what it means
to have all this emotion
and a lot of questions.
And no good answers.
And all this 30 stuff.
With the media.
And the news.
And the fear.
And unemployment.
And downsizing.
And the desire to change careers.
And feel like
it's definitely too young
for a midlife crisis.
All the 30 stuff.
Behind me.
Happening to me.
Ahead of me.
All the 30 stuff.
I'm 29.
And I feel sad.
And I don't know why.
I'm 28.
And I feel sad.
And I don't know why.
I'm 27.
And I feel sad.
Quietly sad.
Underneath.
An action-packed life.
And I don't even tell anybody.
I'm 26.
And I know the sadness is there.
But I don't talk about it.
I ignore it.
I get busy.
It's easy to put aside.
I'm 25.
And I don't take time to define it.
But I know it's all around me.
In the world.
I see a lot of sad grown-ups.
And how can I feel safe
when there's so much sadness?
I'm 24.
I'm 23.
I'm 22.
And I just don't think I have time
to feel any sadness.
Any sadness stored in my 20-year-old body.
Mine or someone else's.
I'm seeking healing now.
I'm 19.
And I feel really good.
But I know of teenagers
that are suffering horribly,
and I don't understand it.
I'm 18,
and I am suffering horribly,
and I don't understand it.
I'm 17,
and I'm so unconscious.
I think it feels normal
to have all this undefined emotion
interfering
with my energy.
My
memory,
my motivation,
and my self-esteem.
I'm 16,
and the world is all ahead of me,
and I'm confused
by how the grown-ups
are messing it all up.
I'm 15,
and I'm determined to have the answers
because I don't like what they tell me.
I'm 14,
and I have no idea what I feel.
It changes moment by moment.
I'm 13,
and everything is changing.
All emotion attached
to changing identity,
changing bodies,
changing relationships.
I'm seeking healing now.
I'm 12,
and I think it's supposed to make sense,
but I'm not sure anymore.
All the fear,
all the sadness,
in and around,
12,
11,
10,
9,
I'm 8,
and I don't understand.
I really like being me,
and it seems to get on everyone's nerves.
And that's just sad,
because I know it's supposed to be fun.
And what's wrong with being noisy
and impulsive
and wanting everything,
absolutely everything?
I can't be wrong.
They want me to believe I'm wrong.
Any sadness,
any confusion,
any pain,
any frustration,
at age 8,
at age
7,
at age 6,
I'm seeking healing now
for all parts of me.
I'm 5,
and it's a magical number,
and all kinds of things change,
and I didn't know it was going to be hard,
and I didn't know
how bad it would feel
to have big desires
in a very uncoordinated body.
And this really did happen to me.
There were things I wanted,
and my mind always seemed ahead
of my physical skill,
my mental skills.
Anything I'm still holding
that's negative and uncomfortable
from age 5,
I'd like to let go of now.
Age 4,
age 3,
age 2.
I'm just one big
tornado of emotion.
If I'm happy,
you better be happy too.
You better wake up and like it.
And if I'm not happy,
it is my job
to make sure everyone I can see
feels my pain.
I'm 2.
And there is so much emotion
coming and going
all around me,
and I have no idea what that's about.
And I want to love and accept
all the 2-year-old parts of me,
even the angry parts,
even the reprimanded parts,
even the punished parts,
even the devastated parts.
I'm one,
and I really don't understand
this physical body
and all the big people around me.
I'm one,
and I'm curious,
and I'm confused,
and I'm learning,
and I'm hungry for everything.
Information,
feeling,
food,
comfort,
entertainment.
I'm just so hungry.
Any unresolved hunger?
Any perceptions
about needs unmet?
I'm holding in my 1-year-old body,
my 1-year-old memory.
I want to love and accept me.
Before one. I'm within my mother's body. And there are emotions I feel all around me. There are things I hear, things I sense. Anything I'm holding on to that isn't even mine, I'd like to let go of now. Anything I'm holding on to that's unlike joy and positive expectation from before I was born, I'd like to let it go now. Anything that isn't mine, and anything that is mine that's less than joyful and positive expectation, I'd like to let go of now. And whatever I was before this, anything I brought in with me that translated into anger and frustration and sadness, I'm seeking healing for all of us in all time and all generations. Okay, big deep breath.